Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In the first month of this show, we brought up that my wife needed to get her hair done. Her hairstylist had moved out of state. And, you know, is it cheating? And what do you do? We had people call and talk about their barber and their hairstylist and what the etiquette is. Well, enough time passed. Kelsey needed to get her hair done, and she went to someone new. And this was a bold choice. She wanted to get a color alteration.
Mm.
Bold.
Oh, boy.
She is a blonde, but wanted to do a little more bronze. Mm-hmm. So a little more like root
strawberry
color.
Strawberry blonde a little bit. Yeah, but adding some.
Yeah, more like brown blonde.
Dirty blonde.
Yeah.
You can say, you can say it.
As opposed to red. Well, what she got was...
She got red hair.
So I've learned so much about hair. Apparently there's a money piece at the front.
Yes, it's like the normally women will make that a little bit lighter to highlight their face.
It was red as all get out.
Really?
And she came home.
Next
and,
to her nice blonde hair.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Did not like it immediately.
Oh, she went ginger.
I wouldn't call it quite ginger, but it was, you hold it up to your forehead, you go, that is red. That's not blonde. That's not dirty blonde. That's not brown. That's red. She was unhappy immediately. But I've experienced this before, that when women have something different with their hair, they immediately hate it, but then a few hours later, they kind of grow into it and they like it.
Give it some time, do a couple shampoos, it all usually works out fine.
And that's what her stylist said when she was texting
her. Says the stylist.
Right. Yeah. Trust the process. Yeah.
You've answered that phone call before?
I'll fix it if in a couple days you don't like it.
Yes.
That's what she kept getting back. She's like, hey, this isn't what I asked for. I'm not happy with this. Oh, wash it a couple times. It started to look worse the more she'd wash it. And she's asking me, she's like, how do I look? Does it look that bad? What do you think? And my initial response is always, looks good with hair.
Yeah, but she knows you're lying to her.
And then I thought I thread the needle as best I could. I said, if you don't like it, because I have no issues with it.
Yeah.
You look beautiful.
You're dancing on hot coals.
If you don't like it, let's take you somewhere else and let's get it redone, recolored, we'll change it. But I saw what she saw. It didn't look like her.
It didn't look good. Ultimately,
but,
though, you thought it looked bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you tell your partner that?
I think how you handled it was perfect. Like, hey, if you don't like this, it's not making you confident, let's go get it fixed or go let's find somewhere else, go redo it. You know, do what's going to make you happy. You didn't really answer it, but you're supporting her.
Because I think it is like you are defusing a bomb in those moments as a partner. Now, that doesn't go both ways. If I get a lousy haircut, she'll go, who cut your hair? As soon as I haven't even put my coat on the coat rack, who cut your hair? Was it somebody different? Where'd you go? You didn't go to whatever place.
You're going to go out in public like that?
Come on. Really? But I think with guys, we're defusing a bomb. You have to be very careful. It's the classic, do I look fat in these pants?
Yeah.
How honest are you with your partner? 248-539-9797.
She never looks fat in the pants.
Never.
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 Heather, how honest do you want Colin to be?
I would probably like him to answer the same way you did.
You don't want him to be 100% honest with you?
And maybe 80%, 75%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough line to...
Depending on what it's about. I mean, But clearly, he knows if I like something or not. And he's going to say,
right,
I can tell you don't like it, Heather. Let's go get that fixed. Or how about you go
right.
not
it doesn't
let
actually
us,
have
but,
to answer it.
Right. Like, I can 100%. See, he can just say, I see you're not happy with it. And if you're not happy with it, let's go get that changed. And that's how he would probably answer mm-hmm. it, because he knows what I'm already thinking.
I think it depends on what it is, too. If it's something stuck in your teeth, you tell your partner, hey, something stuck in your teeth. That's, hey, you got a little smudge on your face.
Like, my biggest pet peeve is when not even your partner, but like, if you didn't tell me I had like a huge gob of something in my teeth,
I'd tell you.
Go to the bathroom and I'm like, dude, I just sat next to this guy and he never told me I had a huge chunk of whatever left over in my teeth.
Yeah.
That would bother me.
Your shirt was on backwards for 2 hours of the show and nobody told you. I mean, like, you want people to be honest with you.
Yes.
It's like halftime of a Michigan game. Doug, you got kale stuck in your teeth.
Exactly. You have to be honest with people about that, because I think that's important.
But like clothes, if they're wearing something that like isn't flattering, or they get something cosmetic done, hair, women, it's so many different things. It could be eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
How should a guy handle that if they don't like it or if they don't think it looks good?
So I handle it much like Colin probably does, in regards to I can tell when I read facial expressions and how you ask the question. I can instantly tell you don't like it, or maybe you do, and there's a hopeful, I hope he likes it.
Right.
And so I can generally, and generally I say, because no one can ever really know what's going on in the mind of a woman, figure out how to respond. And I'll, you know, if I could tell that she doesn't like it and she's mad, sometimes she won't even ask because she already knows. And I'll just say, well, it's not my favorite. And you know, we'll discuss it at that point.
Not my favorite. You might as well be insulting her, though.
No, she's all right with it. Something that I think you guys have realized with me is I don't play the beat around the bush sort of game. If I'm going to say it, and it's I prefer to be a straight shooter and just come out with what it is, because it's eventually going to come out. And it's the worst thing is you say something, she knows you're lying, she knows you don't like it, and then it's the grand inquisition until it finally comes out that it's not my favorite. Like, you might as well just cut to the chase instead of going through that song and dance and get there.
But you have to know how the person's going to handle it. Like, Dan Campbell wants you to, and he can handle it.
Yeah.
If it's your partner who's very sensitive about a pretty big feature that they just spent hundreds of dollars on, there is a little bit of the tread lightly situation.
Yeah.
You're living with this person. You're going to see him.
The hard
you
part is
it.
When there's a question that you don't know the answer to. And that is like when she come home with what she thinks is maybe something different, and she's like, "Do you like the change?" And you're like, "I don't know what's different."
Oh,
you don't realize.
You can't even tell.
Yeah.
Is it the hair? Is it the nails? Is it the clothes? What is it? What she get? New shoes?
I know she's coming back from the hair salon. She's like, "Do you like it?" I'm like, "Well, yeah. What's different?"
Well, that's usually what happens. Colin's very good at that. He's always like, your hair looks awesome.
Yeah.
Even though he can't tell if
yeah.
I've done anything or not to my hair.
Yeah.
You just always say everything looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. What do you say as a guy when you're confronted with, so what do you think? Do you tell your partner? How honest are you? And be careful, you are defusing a bomb. Let's go to Ed in Wyandotte. Ed, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. What I have learned, and I've been with my wife for 40 years now, is when she comes in and say, how do I look? I say, you're asking the wrong guy. I says, because I tell you, you always look beautiful to me. Now, if she came in and she offered me a choice, this blouse or that blouse or this dress or that dress, then I'll be honest and I'll say, okay, you look a little, I like you in this one or that.
Yeah.
But there's no way I'm going to tell her that she doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And then make her feel bad. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the line I'll use is, I like you in this one, but I'd like you more out of that one.
Oh, John.
There you go. There you go.
Ed's nodding his head.
Oh,
I'm the wrong person to ask.
That's about the same response I get, too.
Ed said, just kind of opt out. I'm the wrong person to ask. Yeah. Go ask someone else. Uh-huh. Heather, I showed you the photos.
You did. It didn't look good. It looked like the stylist did something backwards. Because like we talked about, I mean, most guys might not know what the money piece is. It's in the front of your face. It normally highlights your face, and it's normally lighter. Well, it's the hair that surrounds, it's like the fringe area of your hair that surrounds your face. And you normally do it a little bit lighter than the rest of your hair. The picture you showed me looks like the stylist did it in reverse. It didn't look good.
She said money piece, not money shot. It's okay.
I did.
It's going to be okay.
Golly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
248-539-9797. What about you guys, married men behind the glass? Your wife says, I got my hair done, I got my eyelashes, my eyebrows, I got a new dress. How does this look? How honest are you if it legitimately does not look good?
My general thing is, and I learned this from my therapist as well, is trust your partner that she can handle it. Trust your partner that she can handle the response of your honesty and be honest. Look, there's ways to reframe this. To frame this in a positive light. So, yeah, I mean, we can, I don't want to say it's not a walking on eggshell situation, but hey, let's use some good verbiage, some positive words so that this is, we can flip this into a positive.
And you're not just going to be like, oh, whoa, you look so fat in that. Your muffin top is coming over your jeans. Like, your hair looks, you're not going to be that honest.
The muffin top.
Right? Like, you're not going to be like that.
That's the 80. That's the 80 out of honesty setting, not 100.
Right. But I think the way you handle and the way you word it, you can still be honest without being brutally honest, right?
I thought I handled it well, which was if you are not happy with it, that's what matters. We will get it fixed.
And then turn it around on the stylist's fault. Like, what was... I think the stylist didn't know what they were doing. Like, don't turn...
This is just a lousy place.
I don't think she did. It did not look good.
Hope you
good.
Didn't leave a tip.
Wherever she went the second time to get it fixed, it looked great.
So she did. We don't need to go down this rabbit hole. She left a tip because she felt pressured to. At the end, it was like, hey, you know, leave a review and leave a tip. And she would tip no matter what, but she tipped more than she should have. It was a darker salon. She didn't realize just how bad it was until she got home.
I mean, it could have been worse, but it didn't look great.
Be honest, but don't add any hot sauce to your review.
Okay.
Tone is really important here.
Yes.
With me, I can only remember one time where this sort of happened. It was the same thing with hair. Kelly kind of, she came home and she decided to get it darker.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a reddish brown kind of look. And she asked what I thought. And I said, well, I think it looks good, but I like it when you get it, you know, blonde.
And that's
all I said.
To,
Yeah. I just said, if you ask me what I prefer, I said, but it looks good and stuff. I use that as an opportunity. I remember to actually, my thing, you know this, Heather, I don't like short hair on women. I don't. It's like people have their tastes and don't have their taste. To me, that's a thing. Like if Kelly came home with the Brenda Warner look, I don't know. That wouldn't be a hard one to dance around.
You would be right up front. Great topic, Jim. I'd have better luck juggling a live hand grenade than answering this one, John in Lake Orion. Gentlemen, get yourself a lady who can handle honest criticism and critique. Otherwise, kick her to the curb.
Ooh.
Says, I've always been completely honest about my significant other's appearance, behavior, etc. I'm twice divorced, so maybe don't do what I do. Chris in Heartland. Yeah. It says, what's the worst is when I say something I think is positive, but my wife takes it negatively on the ticket text.
Yeah, well, it's all about tone, and it's what's the saying? It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yep.
Yeah.
35 years ago on a golf course, my wife asked me if her upper arms looked big because she was wearing a tank top. Oh, boy. You know where this is going.
Oh, boy.
Me being young and dumb at the time, I said, yeah, a little bit. Women, you want honesty. He goes on to say, 35 years later, she's never worn another tank top.
Oh, no.
My suggestion is shutting the F up when you are asked this question. Yes. He said, a little bit. Like, yeah, you know, if you hit the gym, it'd look a little better, but, you know, a little flabby underarm. Dude. Buddy.
Yeah. How about we ask that question? Worst responses you've ever given your significant other. Oh, my goodness.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.